This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello, and welcome to today's readings of selections from the June-July issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, we have reviews in young adult listening, including reviews of The Hate U Give by Angie Thomas, read by Bonnie Turpin, We Are Okay by Nina LaCour, read by Georgiana Marie, and Frog Kisser by Garth Nix, read by Marisa Kalin. All earphones winners. I also have a narrator interview with Steve West and a review of his reading of Lainey Taylor's Strange the Dreamer. Let's get right to it. Our first review today is an earphones winner, and as you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characteristics, characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. In the print version of the magazine, many of our reviews display a QR code, which when you scan it with your smartphone, will play a sound sample of the book. I'll let you know when a review has a QR code. And if you don't have a smartphone, you can still hear sound samples of most of our titles at www.audiophilemagazine.com. Our first review today is We Are Okay by Nina LaCour, an earphones winner read by Georgiana Marie. Narrator Georgiana Marie's depiction of Marin has a haunted quality for reasons that become evident as this story unfolds. Marie quickly conveys Marin's total adoration of her beloved grandfather, who was her sole caregiver since she was three. Marie also transitions smoothly between Marin's memories of home and her lonely winter break alone in her dorm after her first semester at college. Over break, Marin has ignored countless calls and texts from Mabel, her best friend from her youth, who recently became her lover. Marie represents equally well the complex feelings of angry, undaunted Mabel, who refuses these rejections and is determined to understand Marin's grief. As the author gradually reveals Marin's heartache and the secrets that emerged after her grandfather's death, Marie skillfully portrays the deep emotions of both heroines and finally the resilience of enduring love. Susie Wilde wrote that review of We Are Okay by Nina LaCour, read by Georgiana Marie. It's an earphones winner. It's from Listening Library for 5.5 hours, unabridged, ages 14 and up. Continuing in young adult fiction, we have A List of Cages by Robin Rowe. It's read by Graham Halstead and Christopher Gebauer, and it's an earphones winner. Two excellent narrators deliver the alternating first-person accounts of this audiobook's two protagonists. Graham Halstead depicts confident, kind, 18-year-old Adam. Adam may have ADHD and severe clumsiness, but friends flock to him. Christopher Gebauer's portrayal of 14-year-old Julian, Adam's former foster brother, stands in stark contrast. Gebauer depicts a withdrawn, near-invisible boy who would do anything to avoid human contact. When the two are reunited in school, Adam's sunny disposition bolsters wary, reticent Julian. Adam comes to suspect Julian's feelings are more than grief for his parents. Meanwhile, Julian's chapters reveal physical and emotional cruelties perpetrated by his uncle and guardian. Both narrators realistically register emotional changes as Adam's self-doubt grows and Julian's better understand the abuse he experienced. The interplay of both voices produces a psychologically gripping story. Susie Wilde wrote that review of A List of Cages by Robin Rowe. It's an earphones winner read by Graham Halstead and Christopher Gebauer, and it's available from Recorded Books for 8.25 hours of unabridged listening young adult. Next we have Scythe, Ark of Scythe, Book 1 by Neil Schusterman. It's read by Greg Tremblay. In 2042, death has been eradicated in Mid-America, and scythes control population growth. Narrator Greg Tremblay establishes the background and tone of this futuristic world. The book's chapters are written by these scythes who reflect their moral codes with the calm tones of cultural anthropologists. Tremblay's more emotional storytelling comes in his depiction of Citra and Rowan, two teens who are unwittingly chosen for scythe apprenticeship. Citra and Rowan become both allies and competitors as each struggles with the role of administering death. Tremblay expresses Citra's infectious curiosity and quick outrage at injustice. He also recounts Rowan's apprenticeship to a cruel scythe and the stunted emotions that he struggles with from that experience. The story's moral dilemmas end with a promise of future challenges in a sequel. And that review by Susie Wild is of Scythe, Ark of Scythe, Book 1 by Neil Schusterman. It's read by Greg Tremblay, available from Audible, Inc. for 10.25 hours, unabridged. One more review in Young Adult, also reviewed by Susie Wild, is Frog Kisser by Garth Nix, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Marisa Kalin. Narrator Marisa Kalin has a marvelous way of interpreting this story's characters, human, animal, and fantastical. Kalin expresses Princess Anya's conflicted emotions as she becomes a heroine. Anya's unwillingness to be distracted from her studies is transplanted by horror at her evil stepfather's plans to transform her sister suitor from a frog to a prince. Facing nonstop challenges, Anya embarks on a quest that brims with intriguing characters, many of whom have a fairy tale familiarity. Kalin enlivens each, beginning with Ardent, Anya's faithful hound. Kalin melds barking, panting, and speech to bring out the comedy of the overzealous, food-oriented dog. With similar tongue-in-cheek humor, Kalin also takes on the booming voice of the giant, the brogue of the seven dwarfs, and gentle wisdom of Merlin. As I said, Susie Wild wrote that review for Frog Kisser. It's written by Garth Nix, an Earphones winner, read by Marisa Callen, available from Listening Library for 11 hours, unabridged, ages 12 and up, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Next we have Caraval by Stephanie Garber, read by Rebecca Solar. Rebecca Solar is an ideal listener's companion through a heady world. Scarlett's lifelong wish is to travel with her sister Tella to Caraval, a spectacular annual performance that draws its audience into the show. But when the sisters manage to escape their cruel father and attend, Tella is kidnapped by Caraval's mastermind, Legend, who makes her the feature of this year's show. Solar imbues each descriptive passage with exhilaration and wonder, providing a vivid sensory experience in which listeners will easily lose themselves. Though her accents occasionally slip, her inflections are pitch perfect, capturing Scarlett's yearning and growing worldliness, the jaunty tones of her erstwhile companion, and Legend's ominous, mesmerizing whisper, which dominates the story as he dominates his world. Bridget E. Kewen wrote that review of Caraval by Stephanie Garber. It's read by Rebecca Solar, available from Macmillan Audio for 10.25 hours unabridged, Young Adult. Our next review is The Inexplicable Logic of My Life. It's written by Benjamin Alier Sains, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Robbie Damond. Narrator Robbie Damond's soft, calming tone is appropriate for the peaceful world of 17-year-old Sal. Sal's father, Vincente, is a gay Mexican-American who has a thoughtfulness and compassion reminiscent of Atticus Finch's. Vincente has always cared for Sal, having adopted him at age 3 when his mother died. A letter left by his mother leaves Sal wondering about his biological father. Could his genes be the cause of his recent violent tendencies? Or could it be the impending death of his beloved grandmother, or the disasters that have befallen his best friends? Damon's gentle tones soothe listeners just as Vincente's tenderness calms the troubled waters through which Sal must pass. Damon's narration, though low-key, gives rounded portraits of all the story's characters and doesn't minimize Sal's heartache or his attempts to control his temper. Susie Wilde wrote that review of The Inexplicable Logic of My Life. It's by Benjamin Alier Sains. It's an Earphones winner, read by Robbie Damon, and it's available from Listening Library for 12 hours, unabridged, young adult, and the magazine does carry a QR code. And here's a little quote from Robbie Damon. "I can honestly say that this is one of the most charming and touching books I've ever narrated. I hope the listeners take something special away from the experience and enjoy hearing the book as much as I enjoyed performing it." And that was from Robbie Damon, narrator of The Inexplicable Logic of My Life. Okay, our next review is The Witch's Vacuum Cleaner. Oh, let me just take a break here and remind you that you're listening to the June-July issue of Audiophile magazine. It's the magazine that wants you to discover the world of audiobooks, and we invite you to join us in celebrating our 25th anniversary. Now, The Witch's Vacuum Cleaner and Other Stories by Terry Pratchett, read by Julian Rind Tutt. Standout English actor Julian Rind Tutt narrates these early Terry Pratchett gems with a gentle, timeless, settled-in feel. There are also glee and winks in Rind Tutt's voice when he reads about cowboys and trolls, three men in a submarine in a bathtub, and, of course, a witch riding a vacuum cleaner who catches the amorous eye of a local magician. Pratchett was a 17-year-old cub reporter when he wrote some of these fantasy pieces, and already he was laying down the foundation for a 50-year career as one of the world's best-loved humorists. This is a fun collection. So says Brian Price of The Witch's Vacuum Cleaner and Other Stories by Terry Pratchett, read by Julian Rind Tutt. It's a Sync 2017 selection. It's available from Harper Audio for 4 hours, unabridged, ages 12 and up. Next, we have Goodbye Days by Jeff Zentner, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Michael Crouch. Narrator Michael Crouch's tonal changes are crucial to the story of Carver, a 17-year-old whose texting contributed to the death of his three best friends. Crouch expresses Carver's regret and grief. Fear adds to this uncomfortable mix when a judge, the father of one of the boys, demands a criminal investigation. Crouch relives Carver's anguish with glints of humor that are fully realized in the flashbacks of his adventures with his friends. Crouch equally succeeds with the secondary characters. There is wisdom from Carver's therapist and solace in his family from Jessamine, the girlfriend of one of his friends. As Carver spends three goodbye days with his friends' families, there are heartbreaking contrasts of anger and forgiveness. Crouch's shifting tones highlight the many aspects of grief and the power of connection. Susie Wilde wrote that review of Goodbye Days by Jeff Zentner, read by Michael Crouch, an Earphones winner, and it's from Listening Library for 10.75 hours unabridged, ages 14 and up. And next we have Of Beast and Beauty by Stacey J. It's an Earphones winner, read by Julia Whalen. Narrator Julia Whalen's skills beautifully serves Jay's romantic, inspired riff on the fairy tale. Whalen capably creates and maintains highly differentiated voices for a half a dozen characters, two of whom have major narrative roles as well as dialogue between them. A princess named Isra is condemned by local politics to sacrifice her life for the perpetuation of her city's closed ecosystem. Jem, a desert-living mutant, becomes her captive, then her friend, then her beloved. Eventually, the pair become the salvation of both their cultures. Between the author's imaginative blend of ideology and romance and Whalen's evocation of true humanity in both Isra and Jem, this should feel and reel in young idealists and cynics alike. Francesca Goldsmith wrote that review of Beast and Beauty by Stacey J, an Earphones winner read by Julia Whalen. It was a Sync 2017 selection, and it's available from Tantor Media for 10.25 hours unabridged, ages 12 and up. Now we will have an interview with narrator Steve West. Steve West started acting back home in England, doing theater, TV, voice work, and commercials. But, he tells us, England doesn't yet have as big an audiobook culture as we do here. Eventually, he moved to Los Angeles, and after only 7 years in the business, has more than 100 audiobooks recorded and a slew of impressive awards. The thing I love about recording audiobooks, he says, is that it's kind of a one-man play. You get to embody all the characters, of course, but you also get the control. Once you're in the booth, it's all you, and you bring the work from the page into a whole different form. While recording Stephanie Lawrence's The Adventurer's Quartet in his home studio, West tells us, it was boiling hot weather. Even with air conditioning on, my recording booth becomes a mini greenhouse. The only thing for it in these circumstances is to record in your underwear. I'm not kidding, and I can bet you a lot of narrators do this in their home studios. If they say no, they're telling fibs. Lawrence is known for her steamy love scene, and while recording one of the more involved such scenes, West remembers stopping and thinking, "What on earth is going on here, Steve? What are you doing? You're a fully grown man, sat in a box, speaking into a mic, pretending to be both the man and the woman in a full-on love scene. And you're in your underwear, sweating. Is this acceptable?" The absurdity of the scene struck him as hilarious, and he had a good laugh about it. "Hopefully that doesn't burst anyone's bubble about the glamorous life of a narrator," he says. LOL. West particularly enjoyed working on the teen novel Strange the Dreamer. I love the journey of the main character, Strange, from his humble beginnings to his huge transformation. Also, there's a love story between him and one of the other main characters. Those two aspects, his transformation and the connection between him and the other character, took me on my own journey. Author Lainey Taylor creates a spectacular setting for all this to happen. It's sort of fantastical, and I'm quite happy about it. West provided voice work for the big Marvel Studios picture Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, which is out now, and listeners will soon be able to learn English as a second language through his voice, since he just recorded a whole course for a UK company, which should be available at the beginning of the summer. He's also just finished recording The Daughter of Sherlock Holmes by Leonard Goldberg, and is looking forward to recording Into the Gray Zone by Adrian Owen, Legion of Flame by Anthony Ryan, and The Dying Game by Asa Avdic. We look forward to hearing them, too. While we're listening, we'll try not to wonder what Mr. West is wearing. That interview was conducted by S.J. Henschel, which would be me. Here's a review of Strange the Dreamer by Lainey Taylor, read by Steve West. Narrator Steve West's British accent and measured pacing lend a feeling of gravitas to this fantasy. West creates a voice for each character, starting with the open, curious tones of the main character, Laszlo, a librarian who journeys to save Weep, a city long cut off from the rest of the world by hedonistic gods. West creates harsher voices for Weep's residents, still traumatized a couple of decades after their oppressors were overthrown in a bloody revolt. To Sarai, the half-god teen who has been living in hiding and with whom Laszlo falls in love. West brings a softer tone, epic in scope, but intimate in details. This production will leave listeners eager for the next installment. Adrian Furness wrote that review of Strange the Dreamer by Lainey Taylor, read by Steve West. It's available from Hachette Audio for 18.25 hours unabridged, ages 12 and up, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Back to our reviews in young adult fiction. Our next review is American Street by Ibi Zoboy. It's an Earphones winner, read by Robin Miles. When American-born Fabiola Toussaint's Haitian mother is taken by U.S. immigration officers, the teenager is left on her own to make a new life with her aunt and cousins in Detroit. Narrator Robin Miles glides silkily through Haitian, Creole, Detroit street talk, and standard American English, infusing the dialogue with authentic-sounding accents and age-appropriate sass and bravado. This audiobook addresses the complexities of contemporary immigration, and Miles illuminates Fabiola's tangled emotions, her longing for her mother, her wish to assimilate while holding on to her rich cultural past, and her shattered illusions of the American dream. Miles taps into each character's unique struggle to balance survival with tough choices, infusing her near-flawless performance with nuanced drama. Listeners will long remember Fabiola's transformative journey. Candace B. Levy wrote that review of American Street by Ibi Zoboy. It's an Earphones winner, read by Robin Miles, and it's available from Harper Audio for 8.5 hours, unabridged, ages 12 and up. Our next review is The Hate You Give by Angie Thomas. It's an Earphones winner, read by Bonnie Turpin. Star is from a gang-ridden neighborhood but attends a private, mostly white school. Differences between these worlds widen when Star is the sole witness of a murder of her childhood friend by a white policeman. Bonnie Turpin's narration of this scene is poignant and horrific as unarmed Khalil questions the officer stopping him, and the officer becomes aggressive and shoots him 3 times in rapid succession. Star is haunted by the event. Her fear and anger illuminate culture clashes and disparities, injustice and racism. This gripping story is not just issue-oriented. Turpin's portrayals of all the characters are rich and deep, environments evocatively described, and Star's fraught struggles to understand life's complexities are believable. Many intense, difficult moments are relieved by the humor and warmth of Star's unique family. Susie Wilde wrote that review of The Hate You Give by Angie Thomas, read by Bonnie Turpin. It's an Earphones winner from Harper Audio for 11.75, unabridged, ages 12 and up, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Our next review is History Is All You Left Me by Adam Silvera, read by Tom Picasso. Narrator Tom Picasso's voice sounds consistently mournful as he reads the sorrowful first-person story of Griffin, whose best friend and first lover, Theo, has died. Picasso keeps the story's alternating time periods distinct as Griffin's memories shift. Picasso's melancholy tones capture the depths of Griffin's grief. so devastating that his mental health is at risk. Bright spots come in the story's sensitive portrayal of the sweet passion and awkwardness of first love. Through the experiences of three new relationships, Griffin learns to let go of grief, his feeling of responsibility for Theo's death, and his naive point of view. He grows to see Theo's flaws and to differentiate the confusing feelings of an affair from the strength to be found in a healthy relationship. While Picasso's narration lacks tonal variety, Griffin's growth is clear. Susie Wilde wrote that review of History Is All You Left Me by Adam Silvera, read by Tom Picasso. It's available from Recorded Books for 9.5 hours, unabridged, ages 14 and up. And finally today we have Ball Don't Lie by Matt De La Pena, read by Dion Graham. Sticky is a foster kid with a gift for basketball. He's had a hard life, but he just might be on his way to greatness. Narrator Dion Graham gets a vocal workout in Matt De La Pena's 2005 novel. He switches from the driving momentum and intensity of a fast and furious basketball game to two teenage girls chatting in a mall food court. Another character has a pronounced stutter, and Graham's narration is particularly effective with the repetitions in the text, as Sticky's obsessive tendencies compel him to repeat simple actions again and again until they feel right. There's plenty of difficult subject matter here, and Ball Don't Lie may not be an easy listen, but Graham gives it his all to the audio production. Jennifer M. Dowell wrote that review of Ball Don't Lie. It's by Matt De La Pena, read by Dion Graham, and it's available from Listening Library for 7 hours, unabridged, ages 14 and up. And that's our show for today. But I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when we have Thomas Walken's column Learning by Ear. This time the column asks the question, can we learn anything without a good story? We follow that with reviews of the most recent releases in audiobooks concerning contemporary culture, with an interview with author Colm McCann, and a review of his book, Letters to a Young Writer, Some Practical and Philosophical Advice, which he reads himself. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.